A lot of the classic songs from Kiss started off with nobody paying attention to them. That's how it started. The third single off the debut album, Strutter, didn't receive a whole bunch of love from music buyers or radio airplay or anything when it first came out, but then it became a classic cut. Ace Frehley says the one thing that makes that song great is the way they recorded the guitars. Here's Ace Frehley.
The thing with Strutter that makes Strutter a cool song is that I'm always doing octaves of what Paul Stanley's doing. Paul's playing a low chord, I'm playing the inversion. You know, that was something I did with Paul a lot over the years, and it made the song sound thicker.
He sounds like Joe Walsh with a New York accent, and thicker is very important. All right, so you've heard the new song. I don't know if you have yet. Living in a Ghost Town, Rolling Stones came out with it. Does that mean there's going to be an album? Let's let Mick answer that.
I don't just want it to be a good album. I want it to be great, you know? Yeah, so I'm very hard on myself, you know, if I write something or if I write something Keith or whatever, you know, it's got to be great. Can't just be good. We've been recording and we've got some really good stuff, but I mean, don't hold your breath.
I think that's a no. Anyway, Living in a Ghost Town, number one on iTunes. That's the Stones' first number one in 40 years. And Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, The Beatles, Paul McCartney, they actually get along pretty well. But in an interview, Paul McCartney had a little fun. They asked him, who's better, The Beatles or The Stones? Basically, Paul said, there's a lot of differences, and I love The Stones, but The Beatles were better. Matter of fact. So there you go. Except Mick has an answer to that. He says, there's obviously no competition. He didn't explain that because, you know, he's a politician. But he said the Rolling Stones, a big concert band in other decades and other areas, when the Beatles never even did an arena tour. That's the real big difference between these two bands. One is unbelievably lucky still to be playing in stadiums, and the other band doesn't even exist.